Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, y'all know each season I gotta do my absolute best to introduce y'all to powerful Black women that I didn't know, and maybe you didn't either. Well, today I introduce to you two women from Alabama that did 9 years in jail unfairly, all for standing on business. I didn't know. 51-year-old Maggie Bozeman and 69-year-old Julia Wilder went to jail in Alabama January 12, 1982 for 1978 voter fraud. For perspective, white folk in the town have been hit with voter fraud in the past and were met with minimal punishments and or fines. Nobody had ever been jailed. 51-year-old Maggie Bozeman got 4 years and 69-year-old Julia Wilder got the maximum, 5 years. And they could have pled guilty and got probation, but they took it to court because they said they had done nothing wrong. Like being Black in Alabama wasn't offense enough. In 1978, there was an election in Pickens County, Alabama. Now, Julia Wilder was the president of the Pickens County Voters League, and Maggie Bozeman, who just so happens to be the cousin of one of my comedy partners, Chris Jones, set it off. And that's how I even came across these women. So I appreciate you, Chris. But Maggie Bozeman was president of the local NAACP chapter, and they were just urging elderly, illiterate Blacks to vote by absentee ballot. Maggie and Julia picked up the absentee ballot applications from the County Elections Commission, used central addresses for them, and had all 39 notarized by the same notary. It wasn't even really an issue until on election day when one of the absentee voters showed up at the polls adamant to vote. That led to an investigation because that lady was 79-year-old Sophie Spann, and she testified she knew nothing about no absentee ballots. She never signed one, and that testimony was largely the reason the jury voted for conviction. But she was sus. Like, the sheriff bought her lunch right before she testified. For what? And she even testified that she would do
whatever the sheriff wanted me to do, but he ain't told me to say nothing.
Yeah, all right. It was 12 other folks whose ballots were filed by Ms. Bozeman and Ms. Wilder. They testified too, but their testimonies were a bunch of confusing stories and all over the place. They didn't really stick. The Sophie Spann testimony, that's what did them in. Even though they had 15 character witnesses to vouch for them to the 12 white jurors, it was to no avail. They were painted as a couple women who went out and stole 39 votes.
Listen. If we really wanted to be vindictive, okay, we could have got them 39 counts of forgery, punishable by up to 10 years each.
That's what the DA Pep Johnson said, who scratched all blacks from the jury. They spent 11 days in the state penitentiary where there were daily protests. The then governor scrambled to put together a work release program for them. They got transferred to Tuskegee to finish out their term. They lived in a trailer house instead of jail. One juror, 33-year-old William Tate, said,
"It may sound like 5 years to a little old lady, but if someone's found guilty, their age shouldn't make much no difference."
A white deputy sheriff said,
"Listen, if they can get out there and march at them ages, they gonna do just fine in jail."
Maggie Bozeman and Julia Wilder went to jail for trying to help elderly, illiterate black folks to cast their votes in 1978. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. I didn't know.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.